Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Has Good joined. Morning.
Good morning.
We'll start with the Lashem Yehud, followed by the study of the fifth Aliyah. Lashem Yehud could shabri hu ish
has joined.
Lashem Yud Hei Bavate, the Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononeihu. The fifth Aliyah is from Genesis chapter 34, verse 1 through chapter 35, verse 11. It's a total of 42 verses. And the number 42 connects to the Anabakoah. It connects to the 42-letter name of Hashem that he used in creation. Verse 1. Vateitse Dina bat Lea, Asher yalda Yaakov lirot, Bivnon haaretz. Vayar ota Shechem ben Hamor, Ahivi, Nasi yo haaretz vayayika, Ota veishkav. O Tavia Neha, Bati Bak Nafsho, Bedina Bat Yaakov, Vaye Ahav et Anara. It is pronounced with a final he, but it is written without that final he. Vayadaber alev hanara. That's the second time, the same verse.
Has joined.
Final hey is sounded, but not written. And since the final hey is silent, that's an interesting issue, isn't it?
Vayomer shechem el hamor aviv. Lemor kachli et hayalda hazot liisha Yaakov shama kitime et dina vito vana hayu et miknehu vasade veherish Yaakov ad boam. Vayetse Hamor Avi Shechem El Yaakov Ledaber Ito Uvne Yaakov Ba'u Min Hasadeh Shamam Vayitatzvu Ha'anashim Vayichar Lahem Meod Ki Nevala Asa b'Yisrael, lishkav et bat Yaakov, v'kein lo ye'aseh. Vaydaber hamor, itam le'mor, shechem b'ni hashka nafsho b'vitchem, tenuna ota lo le'isha. Yehit chatznu otanu, benotechem titznu lanu, yet benotenu tikhu lachem. Veitanu teshevu, beharetz tihye lifnechem shivu Lachin be'enechem la'asher tomru elai etem harbu alai meod mochar u'batan v'etna ka'asher tomru elai utnu li et hanara le'isha. Again, we have the same word, hana'ar, but it's written there should be a hey at the end of this the word, and it's not in this book I'm reading, so I'm not sure why it's saying that it's written differently. Perhaps it is the connection to the word et, but that doesn't make sense to me. Verse 13. Vayanu v'nei Yaakov et Shechem v'et Hamor avi v'mirma v'daberu Asher time et dina achotam Vayomru ayalechem lo nukal la'asot adavar hazeh la'ted et achotenu le'ish asher lo arla ki cherpa hi lanu Ach bezot neot lachem im tihiu kamnu lechimo lachem kol zachar v'natanu et benotenu lachem v'et benotechem nikach lanu V'yashavnu itchem v'hayinu le'am echad v'im lo tishme'u eleinu le'imo v'lakachnu et biteinu v'halachnu v'yitvu divrechem v'enei chamor uv'enei shechem ben chamor v'lo aichar hana'ar la'asod hadavar tichafetz v'vat Yaakov nivbad mikol beit aviv Vayavo Hamor Ushem Beno El Sha'ar Hiram Vaydabiru El Ansheiram Lemor Ha'anashim Ha'ele Shelemim Hem Itanu Vayeshvu Baret Vayischaru ota v'haretz hine racham bat yadayim lifnehem et benotam nikach lanu l'nashim b'et benotenu niten lachem ach b'zod yetu lanu ha'anashim Lashevet itanu liyot la'am echad v'chimo lanu kol zakar k'asher hem nimolim mifnehem b'kinyanam v'kol b'chemtam halo lanu hem ach neota lachem Vayeshvu itanu, Vayishmeu el chamor, el Ha-ri-ro. Vayehi vayom ha-shlishi. Vihiyotam ko-avim. Vayichu shenei v'nei Yaakov. Shimon v'levi ha-chedinah. Ishkarbo vayavo al ha'ir betah. V'yachargu kol zahar. V'yet chamor v'yet shechem v'no hargu. L'fi charev v'yichu et dina. Mi beit shechem v'yetzeyu. B'nei Yaakov ba'u al ha'chalalim. Vayavozu ha'ir asher timu. Achotam etzonam ve'et bekaram. Ve'et hamoreihem ve'et asher ba'ir. Ve'et asher basadeh lakahu. Ve'et kochelam ve'et olkapam. Ve'et neshehem. Shavu ve'yavozu. Ve'et kol asher babayit. Vayomer Yaakov el Shimon ve'el Levi. Akartem. Oti lechavi sheni v'yoshev haaretz ba'kanani uvap rizi va'ani metes mispar v'ne'espu alai v'hikuni v'nishmati ani uveiti. Vayomru hakezona yase et ahotenu. The first verse of the new chapter. Vayomer Elohim el Yaakov, kumale beit el v'shaev asham. Va'ase sham mizbeah la'el ha'nireh elecha bevarchacha mifnei savachicha. Vayomer Yaakov el beto ve'el kol asher imo chasiru et Elohei ha'nekar asher. Betochem v'hitacharu v'hachalifu simlotechem v'nakuma v'na'ale v'etel v'esel sham mizbeach la'el ha'one oti b'yom tzarati v'yehi madi baderech Asher halachti, vayitnu el Yaakov, et kol Elohe hanekar, asher biyadam, v'yed hanzamim, asher biyaznehem, vayitpon otam Yaakov, tachat ha'ela, asherim shechem. Vayisau, vayehitichat Elohim, al ha'arim, asher sevivotechem v'lo da'radbu, achare b'nei Yaakov. V'yavo Yaakov luza asher beretz kenan, pi beit el. Who the call ha'am asher imo. Vayiven sham mizbeah. Vayikra lamakom el beit el. Ki sham niglu elav ha'elohim. Bevarcho mifnei achiv.
Vatama divora me neke. Rivka vatika ver. Mitachat lebet el tachat ha'alon vayipra. Kemo alon bakut. Vayera Elohim. El Yaakov o devolo. Mipadan aram. Vayivarech oto. Vayomer lo Elohim. Simcha Yaakov lo yikare. Simcha od Yaakov. Yihim Yisrael. Yihye shemecha vayibra et shemo. Yisrael. Vayomer lo Elohim. Ani El Shaddai. Urve goy ukhal goyim yikiye mimecha umlachim mechalatzecha yetzeyu. It's a completion of the fifth aliyah in Hebrew. We will now begin our study in the English. Chapter 34, verse 1. Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had borne to Jacob, went out to look out about among the daughters of the land. Why do we need to know that it's both the daughter of Leah and Jacob? We know this. And Shem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the prince of the land, saw her and he took her, lay with her, and violated her. These are four levels. He saw her, he took her, he lay with her, and he violated her. And his soul cleaved to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. He loved the girl and spoke to the girl's heart. This is a verse that is indicating to us how we can feel the soulmate relationship. Doesn't justify what was done, but it's an explanation. And Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, take this girl for me as a wife. Jacob had heard that he had defiled his daughter Dinah, but his sons were with his livestock in the field. And Jacob kept silent until they came home. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. And Jacob's sons had come from the field when they heard, and the men were grieved, and they burned fiercely, because he had committed a scandalous act in Israel, to lie with the daughter of Jacob, and such ought not to be done. Hamor spoke with them, saying, my son Shechem, his soul has a liking for your daughter. Please give her to him for a wife. And intermarry with us, you shall give us your daughters, and you shall take our daughters for yourselves. And you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Remain, do business there, and settle there. And Shem said to her father and to her brothers, may I find favor in your eyes, whatever you tell me, I will give. Impose upon me a large marriage settlement and gifts, and I will give as much as you ask of me,
but give me the girl for a wife. Thereupon Jacob's sons answered Shem and his father, Hamor, with cunning. And they spoke, because after all he had defiled their sister Dinah. And they said to them, "We cannot do this thing, to give our sister to a man who has a foreskin, for that is a disgrace to us. But with this, however, we will consent to you, if you will be like us, that every male will be circumcised. Then we will give you our daughters, and we will take your daughters for ourselves, and we will dwell with you and become one people. But if you do not listen to us to be circumcised, we will take our daughter and go." Their words pleased Hamor and Shem, the son of Hamor. And the young man did not delay to do the thing, because he desired Jacob's daughter. And he was the most honored in all his father's household. And Hamor and his son Shem came to the gate of their city, and they spoke to the people of their city, saying, "These men are peaceful with us, and they will dwell in the land and do business there. And the land, behold, it is spacious enough for them. We will take their daughters for ourselves as wives, and we will give them our daughters. However, only with this condition will the men consent to dwell with us, to become one people, by every male among us being circumcised, just as they are circumcised. Then shall not their cattle, their property, and all their beasts be ours, but let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us." And all those coming out of the gate of his city listened to Hamor and his son Shem. And every male, all who went out of the gate of his city, became circumcised. Now it came to pass on the third day, when they were in pain, that Jacob's two sons, Shimon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword, and they came upon the city with confidence, and they slew every male. And Hamor and his son Shem they slew with the edge of the sword. And they took Dinah out of Shem's house and left. Jacob's sons came upon the slain and plundered the city that had defiled their city, their sister. Their flocks and their cattle and their donkeys and whatever was in the city and whatever was in the field they took. And all their wealth and all their infants and their wives they captured and plundered, and all that was in the house. Thereupon Jacob said to Shimon and to Levi, "You have troubled me, to discredit me among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and among the Perizzites, and I am few in number, and they will gather against me and attack me, and I and my household will be destroyed." And they said, "Shall he make our sister like a harlot?" Chapter 35, verse 1. And God said to Jacob, "Arise and go up to Bethel and abide there, and make there an altar to the Hashem who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau." Thereupon Jacob said to his household and to all those who were with him, "Remove the deities of the foreign nations which are in your midst. Purify yourselves and change your clothes. And we will arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar to Hashem, who answered me on the day of my distress, and was with me on the way that I went." And they gave Jacob all the deities of the nations that were in their possession, and the earrings that were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the terebinth that was near Shem. Then they traveled, and the fear of Hashem was upon the cities that were around them, so that they did not pursue Jacob's sons. Why didn't Jacob burn the idols or the earrings that related to the idols? Why did he bury them?
verse 6. And Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people who were with him. He built there an altar, and he called the place El Bethel, for there Hashem had been revealed to him when he fled from before his brother Esau. And Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel, beneath the plain. So he named it Alon Bachut. And God appeared again to Jacob when he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him. God said to him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. And he named him Israel. And God said to him, I am the Almighty God. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a multitude of nations shall come into existence from you, and kings shall come forth from your loins. That is the end of the English translation. Does anyone have any questions? Because we are almost out of time. We will not be studying additional items today. Are there any questions? While you're unmuting yourself, I'll remind you that our 11 o'clock class is a class on the Sefer Yetzirah, and our Deep Zohar class will be at 4:30. And Bezrat Hashem, 7 o'clock class, I will plan, rather than the Zohar class that we normally have, I will plan to do the Arizet for this week of Vayishlach. All of the times that I mentioned are West Coast times. So please make your adjustment to your own time zone. Questions? You all have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol. Shalom to all.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom Gadol. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you.